Katie Hunt, and I'm back with another mini episode of Proof to Product. And today I wanted to talk to you about hiring, but specifically getting very clear on what you need from a position that you're hiring for. So I want to tell you a story. I had a project manager who was amazing, and she worked for me for over a year. And earlier this spring, she got a job opportunity that she couldn't refuse. And so she left the Trade Show Bootcamp team, and I was really excited for her and all that she had to do at her new role because it was a really good fit for where she wanted to go, and I supported her in that. When she left, I felt like I floundered a little bit in terms of, gosh, okay, how do I fill this role? Do I fill it straight away? Or do I wait a little bit and see where we have holes and kind of reassess what to hire for? Like, meaning, do I need to hire somebody that was exactly like her with her skill sets, or do I need a different person with a different set of skills? And so I ended up waiting to hire, and we spent the summer without a project manager, an online business manager, operations manager. And I, in the process, did interview quite a few people for the position. And here's what I learned through that process. I talked to a lot of different people that have a lot of different skill sets, and they're charging a lot of different price ranges. I talked to people that charge $20 an hour. I talked to people that charge $100 an hour. Now, I didn't know going into it what they charge, but those conversations, you know, the details come up in the conversation. What I want to talk about here was what was most interesting to me is the roles and responsibilities that they had. So as I talked to them and hear what they did, even though many of them were online business managers or project managers, those were the two titles that were discussed most frequently, the range of what they offered and their skill sets were highly varied, including their rates as well. So there were some people that only did strategy, that built out plans, and then they would hand it over to you and you'd have to execute, or they'd bring in other members of your team to execute. There were other people that did both strategy and implementation. So, you know, you'd brainstorm together, you'd come up with the ideas, they'd build out the plan, and they'd make sure that it got executed, whether they brought people on the team for that or utilize your existing team, or they helped to get the things done themselves. There were also people that just did implementation. And so, you know, they were good about, you know, I could say to them, I could delegate to them, here's what we want to do and here's a project plan, which I would have to come up with, but they would actually see things through to completion. Now, during this process, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about all these contractors that are out there. The first thing is, there's a lot of people that are looking for flexible part-time work out there. And two, there's a lot of people with different skill sets, and what they want out of their contract positions is very different. So me, as an employer looking to hire a contractor, it was really important, and this is really the key part of what I want to talk to you about. It was super important for me to get clear on what I wanted the role to be, what skills, what experience, and what background I wanted for this position. Because I would talk to all these people, and some of it sounded amazing, like a perfect fit, but some of it left me going, huh, well, they don't really do this, and I kind of feel like I need that too. And so my experience of talking to all these people, I ended up saying to all of them, I'm going to push pause on this. I want to go back and create a job description that I feel good about that meets the needs that we have in our business right now. And then I'm going to put that out into the world, and we will advertise this publicly. I've never advertised a job publicly before, but we'll put this out. And if you feel like it's a good fit for you, then you can apply and you can, you know, tell us what you do and don't do. Obviously, this is a contract position, so whoever I hire is going to set their own hours and do their work in the way that they want to do the work. I'm not training them how to do it, but I do want to make sure that I'm hiring somebody that fits the holes that we have in the business. I personally need an implementer. I need somebody that I can brainstorm with, that I can pass my ideas off to, and they will see it through to execution. And that's really important for me. But somebody else might just want the strategy portion of it, or somebody just might want the implementation portion of it. So I guess my point here is just to remind people that when you're bringing people onto your team and you start talking to various people that do different jobs, I think that's really good to do so that you can see what kind of talent's out there and what kind of price ranges you're talking about to make sure it's something you can commit to. But ultimately, you are hiring somebody for this team to ease the burden on you as the CEO of the company. So while somebody may seem like a pretty good fit, I want them to be an excellent fit before you push yes on hiring them. And if that means instead of seeking referrals and posting in Facebook groups and talking to people that might be, you know, an 80% fit, maybe you need to push pause on it, rework it and reframe it so that you're building a job description and asking people to apply for that. Because then you know that the people that are applying for the job or ideally, you know, up to, you know, 80 to 100% a good fit. So that way you, if you get very crystal clear on what your needs are before you hire somebody, you're going to have a better experience through the interview process. You're going to be a lot clearer on what you need, and you're going to feel better about who you hire. So I am in the process right now of hiring operations manager for a trade show bootcamp and proof to product team. We are looking for somebody that is strong in digital marketing and strategy planning and can help manage our team. I'm looking for somebody that's going to be my right-hand person and that's going to help implement the vision and strategy that I have for the business. Our community is the heart and soul of this business, and so I want somebody that enjoys working with our community and our small but mighty administrative team as well, and that wants to support other creative entrepreneurs in their growth and success. So if that sounds like it's you, head on over to tradeshowcamp.com/join our team to read our job description and to apply. We're accepting job applications through September 21st, and then we're going to start going through and seeing who's a good fit and start setting up some interviews. So again, if you are in a position where you are going to be hiring somebody for your team, I want you to get really crystal clear on what you need. What results do you need? What kind of person do you need? Fit is incredibly important. If you're going to be hiring somebody that grows with your team and stays around for a long time, it's important that you understand what kind of skills, what kind of expertise, and that also on a personal level, they're a good fit. So again, thanks guys for listening. I hope if you are in the process of hiring people that you've got a great group of candidates to choose from and that you're able to get the help you need. Every time I have hired for my business has grown. Our revenue has grown. The amount of programs and amazing, cool things I'm able to offer my community has increased. So don't be afraid. There's a lot of people out there that want part-time virtual help or want to provide that help to you as an entrepreneur. And so just get creative and think about what your needs are and how you can bring somebody on to handle the things that maybe you don't need to handle every day in your business. All right, guys, again, if you're interested in that job description, it's at tradeshowcamp.com/join our team. And if you have any questions about hiring, head on over to Proof to Product Facebook group and we can chat about it there. Thanks.